Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast coming to you on this Saturday. Well, this podcast will roll out on Sunday, coming to you on this Saturday morning before, obviously, when this podcast comes out, I'll be on my way back to Kansas City. This is the Purple Project Podcast covering all things K-State sports coming to you on the Saturday. Will be posted on August 7th, 2022. And this one will focus on more preseason accolades for K-State football on the individual side. We'll try to get all of that within the next couple weeks. You just keep on stacking up, especially with Felix Nduke Uzomah, the junior defensive end, landed on his second watch earlier this week as the Maxwell Football Club put out the Chuck Manerick Award early this week. Back on Monday, Nduke Uzomah was also on the Bronco Najerski Trophy watch list, which was announced last week. The Mark Manerick Award has been presented to the College Defensive Player of the Year going all the way back since 1994. It is the 24th time that a K-State Wildcat is a candidate for this award, with 17 of those coming since 2011. The KC native Uzomah earned All-American honors last season in addition to being the Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year and first-team All-Big 12 performer. He tied for the national lead in forced fumbles per game. I was not aware of that stat when researching this article. And it ranked 11th nationally in sacks per game. And his 11 total sacks last year was tied for fifth in school history. He's going to look to break that this year. All eyes looking at that defense right there, including that defensive line led by King Felix here in Manhattan, Kansas. And additionally, he totaled 6 forced fumbles to tie, again, another K-State record. And Nduke Uzomah posted a career-high 8 tackles against TCU a year ago. 4 of those being sacks, should have been 6, en route to the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week. Last year, Manerick Award Player of the Week, Bronco Najerski Trophy Player, Player of the Week, and Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week accolades. He racked them up last year. Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week accolades as well. One of his biggest plays of the year. We keep mentioning it on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 112. Out wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Odyssey, and a couple more podcasting platforms out there. I've been saying it really every week. The biggest play of the year last year, the big safety, to turn that game around, which Texas Tech was all over K-State there. As well, we already know that as well. We know Deuce Vaughn in an upcoming daily, already on a couple awards. Like last year, Julius Brents on a preseason award, Cooper Beebe on it as well. Ty Zittner and, check this out, Will Howard is on this list as well for the AFCA Good Works Team and the Danny Werfel Trophy, interesting enough. Woo! But anyways, not going to go down that road right now. But hey, that's good for Will being on that as well. So I'll give you credit for that one. But anyways, yes, King Felix again. K-State obviously back on the football field here in Manhattan, Kansas, getting ready for that season premiere against South Dakota. And then, of course, don't want to overlook that too much because with Missouri looming, former Big 12 foe, now SEC opponent, Missouri looming out there. And, by the way, I thought I mentioned a sold-out Missouri. Either I didn't or I didn't, but it's pretty much sold out, but there are still scattered tickets for that big-time tilt between the SEC opponent, Missouri, as K-State will be looking to add another checkmark, knocking off another SEC opponent. You got to go back earlier this year, back in January, where we beat the brakes off of LSU, and now is at the Texas Bowl, and this is going to be a big-time home game. I'm gonna be doing a deeper dive into these rosters here. I got half into it soon, but yeah, just at least take a look. But yeah, Missouri last year, they were like, what, 6-7, something like that. So they're going to be coming in here, and K-State fans, we ought to be hungry for that one as well. There are some scattered tickets left, according to K-State Sports. According to K-State Sports, there are a few tickets left scattered. Oh, wait, but it's pretty much sold out. So, in the end, it's not a prime time game. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Or I could go a step further and say it's not a 2:30 game. This is a 11 a.m. kick. It's pretty much sold out. Woo! Tell you, I can only imagine the atmosphere that weekend. It's going to be something. That whole entire weekend is going to be pretty epic. I am looking forward to that one. I have got that whole entire weekend circulated. Of course, you don't know what I'm talking about. That Friday night, the 10-year anniversary, or the 10-year anniversary of the Big 12 Championship won by the K-State baseball team. They're going to be celebrating that on Friday night. And then accumulate on the back end, Jordy Nelson Softball Classic at Toyton Family Stadium Sunday afternoon, with the Home Run Derby kicking things off, I believe, at 11 Central Time as well. So, yeah, that whole entire weekend right there, K-State Nation, definitely, if you're interested in the Jordy Nelson, coming out here to that, I believe information will be popping up here. More information will be popping up soon for that contest. But, yes, Felix Anduke Uzama on the Chuck Benarek Award watch list here. And why not? He's going to be leading that defense here, along with Dan Green and others here, to try to take another step further into being that defense here in 2022. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and then you can hit the bell every time we upload a new weekly episode or daily podcast, which we're going all the way every day on K-State Sports, whether that's football, mainly most football, basketball, even track and field, golf, volleyball, soccer. It's going to be all be kicking and gaining gear here pretty soon. So we're going full time right now. So definitely, you missed the episode of a Purple Project Podcast daily podcast, make sure you do that as well. And if you want to become a sponsor of this daily podcast, I'm gonna be reaching out to a couple here when I have some free time here, or when I have an opportunity to do that. I'll be reaching out to a couple other companies out there as well. I think it'd be pretty good, pretty awesome to have a small sponsor with the Purple Project Podcast, at least a daily side of things as well. So definitely reach out to me at Eddie_3G if you want more information on that. But yes, K-State Nation, K-State Sports is in full gear, and be out on the lookout tonight for the postcast of the preseason game opener with Missouri State, talking about K-State soccer there as well, as they enjoy their new scoreboard. It's pretty big out there, folks. And there's that as well. That's going to wrap it up for another daily edition of this podcast, folks. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Stay safe out there, K-State Nation. And make sure, if you're a big follower of this podcast, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. You want unique content? Triple P Podcast is the place to do it. Go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.